Cindy Falk Fontana is running for the Pender County Board of Education in District 1. And Cindy, what sets you apart from the other candidates?
Experience. I retired in 2017 with 30 years of experience in the North Carolina State Schools. I started my educational experience as a teacher in Orange County, North Carolina. Taught there for about 8 years, and then my husband received a position in Pender County Schools as Director of Transportation. We moved here. I was lucky enough to get a fourth grade teaching position at Topsail Elementary, which was the only elementary on the east side of the county at that time. I was lucky enough to work with a phenomenal leader named Mary Jordan, and at about Easter that next year, the assistant principal left, and she came to me and she said, I happen to know that you have your administrative degree, and I need an AP, and I need you now. So when we came back from spring break of that year, I started filling the boots and in the shoes of assistant principal there. Worked there for about 2 years, and then a position for a principal at Berg Elementary opened up in Pender County, and I interviewed, received the position, worked under the tutelage of Dr. Mark Sosny, who I think is absolutely phenomenal, was a great leader in Pender County. Then moved on to coordinator of teacher support for the school system, where I stayed until I retired.
And this is your first run for public office.
It is.
What prompted you to jump in?
For a number of reasons. Number one, I have a passion for students, but I also have a passion for Pender County and our employees. We have an amazing group of employees who work daily to provide quality instruction for our students. As a business owner, my husband and I also hear quite often, we need more of this in the schools, or we need more of this, or this is going really well, or if we could do this, da-da-da-da-da-da, to the point that I had former students coming to me and saying, Ms. Falk, because they still know me as Ms. Falk, what are you thinking? Why aren't you running for school board? I'm like, oh, I'm not interested, you know. We have two younger children right now that we're raising. We got the restaurant. We're just not sure about all this. And to the point that it was finally like my husband looked at me one night, he said, maybe you should do this. Maybe it's time. Maybe God is saying, Cindy, now's your chance. So I kind of jumped off that cliff, and here we are.
Looking at Pender County schools district-wide, do you feel they are currently adequately protected against threats?
I think we can always do more. I think we have to do make sure we are not being reactive and we're being proactive. We do have a new sheriff coming in the midterm election. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully the new sheriff and the Board of Ed will have a relationship that's so transparent that we can work together to make sure that we are being aware of any threats that might be coming in, that we're providing ultimate safety for our students and our staffs. I do understand that we also have a new person who's over the SROs in our county now. I hear he's doing an amazing job. Our SROs are a great group of people. We just need to make sure that we're giving them the tools and their toolbox they need to protect our schools and protect our students on a regular basis.
What do you say to someone who suggests that you actually arm teachers?
That's a very interesting question, and I'm sure a lot of people would say, okay, Cindy, come on, tell us what you really think. I think that there are some people that could handle that. I think there's some people who have their concealed carry and they're ready to go and they could do that. But I think we have to be very careful before we put guns in the hands of our teachers. They are there to teach. They're not necessarily there to have to protect our students on a regular basis with that. We should leave that up to law enforcement. I think that's something we'll have to talk about. I can't give you a really clear-cut answer on that, a yes or a no. I think that's something we need to discuss further and look at all options.
We recently had Hurricane Florence. How badly were the schools hit in Pender County?
They were pretty bad. Mold is something that's being discussed, and it's regular issue of a topic of conversation that we hear quite often. They were hit. You had water damage. You had mold. You had all kinds of things that affected our schools. But I think that we did the best we could do to get our kids back in school. I'm not telling you that it's a perfect fix. I'm not telling you there were things that could have been done differently, but nobody really, even though we knew it was coming, we didn't know this was coming. There are things we need to do differently to be more proactive when it comes to repairing our schools or in a timely manner, but we have a great group of people who worked very, very diligently to get our schools up and running, and I'm sure that for a time to come, we'll still be working on things that need to be repaired or looked at, but for right now, I think we did the best we could do.
As Pender County's coastal communities grow, how can the district ensure schools in the western part of the county are adequately funded and performing well?
I discussed this with someone else not too long ago, and he was suggesting maybe we need to have a very fair growth funding formula we look at. So as students come into the county, there's a certain amount of money that comes to our school district based on however many kids we receive. And, of course, you'll have to look at inflation and take that into account and everything. I think we're doing a very good job at what we do with what we have. Can we do better? Yes, we can. You know, everybody looks at the east side versus west side. We have to get out of that mode of thinking. We have to look at Pender County schools as one county, mm-hmm. as one school district, and we can't separate the two. We have fabulous people that teach our students, instruct our students on the west side, just as we do on the east side. You know, I hear all of the time, well, why doesn't the western high schools have what the eastern high school has, yada, yada, yada. Well, that's also based on number of students. Well, we can increase the number of students based on more developments coming to the western side of the county, and we have to market that. So we have to make sure that we're continuing to provide as good education throughout the county so that parents, when they move in, say, oh, well, these schools are better than these schools. We have to make sure that, as I said earlier, we're putting tools in these teachers' toolboxes that are equitable across the board so that we're doing that for our students, providing what we need for our students.
Is retaining teachers a challenge?
It didn't used to be. When I was principal, I would have a stack of resumes on my desk. I mean, a stack. And it was very difficult for me and my instructional team to go through and say, oh gosh, who are we going to pull out to interview? We have lost people over the past couple of years. We have lost some pretty amazing people over the past couple of years just due to moving to counties that have a higher supplement. You know how that works. We have got to ensure that we are offering new teachers coming in or new employees coming in a package that's worth them staying for. You know, if you surround yourself with good people, you get good results. But if you surround yourself with great people, you get great results. I was told that once upon a time by a former superintendent. I truly believe that. I truly believe that we have to continue to market our school system and promote it and let people know what a great place it is to work. We have an amazing new superintendent. I think Dr. Hill is doing great things for our school system and our staffs and our students as a whole. And I think that as time goes on, we will continue to bring more and more people in who want to work for Pender County Schools.
You mentioned that when you were principal, you always had a stack of mm-hmm. resumes. So is it your sense that today there are fewer applicants or fewer people perhaps getting into the education field?
Yes, there are. And yes, I do. You can talk to educational schools within colleges and universities, and I'll tell you that number's dropped. You know, there's a lot of things you can do in high schools. You can actually have classes or clubs that promote teachers. You know, it used to be Future Teachers of America, and they've had different programs that come into the high schools. We need to grow from within. You know, we want our students to grow up here. We want them to graduate. We want them to go to college, and we'd love for them to come back. And, you know, and to be productive citizens here in Pender County, well, we have to make sure we're doing a great job of fostering from within and growing our students to want to come back and be teachers here. You know, I have I actually had a student when I was principal at Brogue Elementary who's gone on, and several of them actually, and who've gone on to earn their education degrees from universities, and they're now teaching in our school systems. That, what a great gift they're giving back to all of us. What a great gift they're giving back to their school system here, that where they grew up.
We just went through the Senate confirmation hearings of Brett Kavanaugh for the U.S. Supreme Court, and which has a lot of folks, again, talking about sexual assault and how it is taught in our schools. And I'm wondering, probably at more at the middle school or high school level. Is that something that is taught in some fashion in the county schools?
I am sure it's being touched on, and especially with what you're talking about, the case that came up and all the attention that's been drawn to that. I don't know how much of it's being taught. I'll be honest with you, I haven't researched that enough to know. If it's not being taught enough, we need to look at that. But that's a very sensitive subject, and we have to be very careful on how we're addressing that.
Especially with how the parents might feel about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
What is the key, and you're coming from a background as an instructor and an administrator, when you look at the lower performing schools in the county, what steps do you take to raise them up?
First of all, we conduct yearly needs assessments, and we need to make sure that we're looking at those needs assessments to make sure we are providing the staffs with what they need. Especially for your lower income schools, your Title I schools, you receive extra federal money to support the instruction within those schools. We have several instructional directors in our school system who are very well educated and very resourceful when it comes to these tools. Sometimes we need to stop and listen to them. Sometimes we need to say, so-and-so, what do you think we should be doing? We need to do more of that. We need to be listening to our teachers more. Are we giving them the right tools they need to use in their classrooms? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Professional development, are we really giving them the PD they need to help their children achieve? That's something we have to look at. You know, everybody says, oh, well, you should do this, you should do this. It's a quick fix. It's not a quick fix when it comes to education. It's not a quick fix when it comes to instructional strategies.
So you're talking about a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly, exactly. Everybody knows that you have to utilize a program with fidelity for at least 3 to 4 years to see results. Okay, so let's just dig our heels in. Let's find what works. Let's stick with it. Let's just don't do something for a month or two and say, oh, it's not working, let's throw it out. Or let's don't just do something for a year and say, I'm not sure if that's working. You know, we need to make sure we're assessing. You know, everybody says, oh, testing, too much testing, too much testing. Yes, as a mother, I think we test a lot. But at the same time, when my child does those benchmarks at the beginning of the year, it might be low. But then at mid-year, when she's made that growth, then I know that there's some really great teaching going on in that classroom. And then if the students aren't making the growth they need, then we need to back up, punt again, and look at where we are. So it's providing, it's listening to our directors, it's listening to our teachers, and then it's providing them with what they need. And don't forget about professional development. You just can't throw a program in there and say, okay, take off and go with it. We've got to make sure we're giving them what they need.
I was interviewing someone actually from another county for Board of Education who expressed frustration regarding how schools are funded. And that's understandable if teachers have to go out and buy pens and pencils for their students. Is it just a never-ending battle?
Yes, but this is where people say, oh, well, the commissioner's this, the commissioner's this, because, you know, school board in itself can't make money, you know. You have to have a transparent relationship with your county commissioners. I personally know several of them. I get along great with them. I know that'll be something that will be a battle. But I think that if you really put out there, this is what we need, this is where we are, and then they say, well, this is where we are, we have to come and find a happy medium somewhere in there to do what we need to do that's best for our schools. It's never going to be a win-win, but I do think that we can work together to come up with best solutions for our kids. Remember, county commissioners, yes, the schools are a huge part of their funding, but they have other avenues to look at also. My job as a Board of Education member is to fight for our schools, and that is what I will do. But I also know that everything can't be black and white. Some of the areas are just gray, and we have to look at that and accept it and go from there.
Republican Cindy Falk Fontana is running for the Pender County Board of Education, District 1. Cindy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.